Nid yw Xiaomi corresponding to nid yw Babli daf hoff beth we begin yw Xiaomi on daf teth am y beth at the Mishnah. Am y peleth, cymyn clipa, cymyn thawa, cymyn offal, cymyn yw ffrwsim a dwmim, tatel ymaim yw nymwychwt mea. If a woman was mapela, she miscarried, something that was resembling a scab, hair, earth, or red mosquitoes or worms, she casts it into water. If they dissolve, she is tamea. Mapelas come in, dogim, chagovim, shkopsim, vamosim, imvishim, rohim, dam tamea, vim lav tahira. If a woman was mapelas, something that resembles fish, grasshoppers, shkopsim, which is vermin or creepy crawlies, insects or swarming creatures. If blood came out with them, she is tamea. If not, she is tahira. And my parents come in, behema, chaya, ba'oif, ben tamea, ben tahirim, ben zocher, teshev, zocher, in the cave, teshev, ben the cave, in the dura, teshev, zocher, in the cave, divu, be mea. The mayor says, if she was my parents, something that resembles a behema, a domesticated animal, a wild animal, or a bird, whether tome, or tar, those animals, if it's male, she observes tumor of a yeledes, as she gave birth to a boy. If it's female, she has the observance of yeledes of a nekeva. If we don't know the gender, she observes the stringencies of yeledes, of a zohar, and of a nekeva. Whereas Chacham say, non-human forms are not considered children, therefore she's not a yeledes at all. The Gemara says, Rabbi Chanina, b'shem ben Lakish, tatel peshrim. Rabbi Chanina, quoting Rish Lakish, said that in the Risha, she casts it into warm water. V'atanin and hamapeles kamin dogim, v'chagovim, shkotzim, v'masim, v'meshim mayim, dam, t'meir, v'mlav tahoira. The Gemara asked from the Mishnah that if one was mapeles, something that resembles fish, grasshoppers, shkotzim, or masim, if blood came out with them, she is t'meir, if not, she's tahoira. The tatil lepeshrim. She should cast it into warm water. Adayalfa minahi rahi yalf minador. The answer is this. The racial is learned from the sefer, and that is learned from this. Adayalfa minahi, shim nimoichu tamea vimlat tahira. This is learned from that, means if they dissolve, she is tamea. If not, she is tahira. Amisha didn't explicitly discuss if they don't dissolve. Rahi yalf minador, shim yeshimayim dan tamea vimlav tahira, the tatil lepeshrim. And that one is learned from this, means if there is blood with them, she is tamea. If not, she is tahira. But she casts them into warm water, and if they dissolve, she is tamea. Tamantanin and the kamahu shri asam b'poshrim me'eith le'eith. The Mishnah teaches that a dry sheretz or novella is matamea only if it can soak and return to the way it was. How long must it soak in warm water and not return nor to all this tahor? It is me'eith le'eith, the 24-hour period. Yud ben Akusa oimer, suichem, shiyehu, poishrim, meis leis, keisel oise, noisen beremets, noisen lesoichan, chamen, kol shah, I should say. Yud ben Akusa says, the water must be warm for the entire time of meis leis of 24 hours. How does he do this? He puts the kli that contains the water in hot coals, or he constantly adds hot water. Amapeles dam, yavish, mevloza oimer, temeya, obisi, ben chanina, amatahira. If a woman was mapelas dry blood, the blood says she is tamea, Rav Yosi ben Chanina says she is tahira. Masnisa pligal Rav Yosi ben Chanina. Dama nida, basar meis, metamin, lachim, metamin yivishim. We have a question against Rav Yosi ben Chanina from a Mishnah. It says, dam nida and the dead flesh are metame whether they are moist or dry. Patala b'shahayu lachin v'yavshu. He answers that this is when they were moist and then they dried out. Masnisa pligal alu blaza, Hamapeles, kamin, she's a klipa, kamin sour, kamin offa, kamin yavchushim adumim, tatalamayim, ve'im nimoichut meya. The Gemara asked, but Amish disagrees with the Blaza. It says that if one was mapeles, something that resembles a scab, hair, earth, or red mosquitoes, she casts it into water. If they dissolve, she's tamea, but if not, she's tahira. Patala, mishem, bruya. The answer is he explains it's because it's considered a creation, and it's not dam nida. Amr Bizeira, Vafilu, Tesev, Afa, Misham, Biraya. Bizeira said, even if you ask from earth, earth is a creation. Amr Bi'Abba, Vafilu, Tema, Afa, Itza, Avas, Vakamas, Misham, Biraya. Abba said, even if you ask from earth, a woman can become pregnant with earth, it gets the status of a creation. מסניף הפליגה על רבי יוסי בן חנינה, מס בשעחה שהייסם הפלס כמין קליפן אדומויס, ובא מייס לפני חכמים, ושאר חוזקו לרעיפים, ואמרו להן, מה כיש לה מבפנים? We ask a question from a brisa that seems to disagree with Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina. A case occurred in which a woman was mapeles, something that resembled red scabs, and the case came in front of the Chachamim. They sent and called doctors, and the doctors said she has a wound inside. Should masa v'sha'achas, sha'haisa, masheres, kamin, sa'aris, adumais, uba masa v'nei Chachamim, v'sha'olchu v'kol ha'orishim v'amalahen, shumay yesha v'mifnim. There was another case of a woman that fell from her kamin, something that resembles red hairs, and the case came in front of Chachamim. They sent and called the doctors, and the doctor said that she has a wart inside. We infer that they were matahe because she has a wart, and because she has a wound, but if she didn't have a wart or wound, no, she would not be tamei. These episodes are unlike Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina, we cannot resolve his opinion with them. Amar Yochanan, הלידה הזויס, ככל הלידוס שבתאירה, מה הלידוס שבתאירה, עד שיצא ראשי ורובי, וזו עד שיצא ראשי ורובי. ויוחנן says that this birth of something resembles a behema, a chaya, or a bird, but the face is human, with me is matame. That's like all births in the Torah, I mean it's just like all births in the Torah, until its head and most of its body leave. Also, this is not born until its head and most of its body leaves. Vishim ben Lokish Omer, משוני היא הלידה הזויס מכל הלידה שבתאירה, כל הלידה שבתאירה עד שייצא ראש ורובי, וזו עד שתצא הכרף פניו. ושוקי says, no, this birth is unlike all births in the Torah. All births in the Torah are not until its head and majority leave, but this one, since tumah depends on a human face, it's until enough of it leaves in order to recognize the face. Manasmi bin Ehoin, what's the difference between these two opinions? Yatsa mechutuch or mesurus, adat of Yochanan, atyetse roish of Rubai, adat of Shimonokish, atyetse hakaras panav. The answer is, if it came out, cut up, or out of order, means the head came last. According to Yochanan, it's not born until the head of the majority of the body leave, and according to Shlokish, it's not born until enough leaves to recognize the face.